There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
On today's episode of The Therapy Crouch, we've got a huge announcement to make.
Yes, that's right. Abby reveals I'm leaving her unfulfilled and she's having to enrich her life elsewhere.
We give advice on how to deal with a friend's new puppy who's left them in the doghouse.
But stay tuned to find out what me, Shardy P, Ryan Reynolds, Prince William all have in common.
That's why people love us, because we're so unprofessional.
Ross can't be bothered to write scripts. Abs the fashion guru in this relationship. I was so far ahead of the game. Now it's Hollywood are doing it now.
How dare you? Yeah. They're in. The teachers
training.
Are in.
Trainer day, my ass.
I said you'd like it, and then if she pushed me, and I said, because she don't have to be very good.
Our community is growing, but it needs to continue to grow. Like a fetus in the womb.
We still need more subscriptions. So please subscribe to our channel.
Hit that subscribe button now. Hello and welcome to The Therapy Crouch with me, Abby Clancy.
And me, Peter Crouch.
How are you?
I'm all right, thanks. How are you feeling?
I'm good. You know, thank God half term is over. 3.5 weeks for Easter.
But madness. I don't know who invented that.
Like, no.
You know, we all teachers. Celebrate the life of Jesus and, you know, the rebirth. And we love eggs. You can't do them for 3.5 weeks. Do you know what I mean? Like, what do you do for that long?
Crawling the walls by the end of it, were you?
Crawling the walls.
I think the kids were like, oh, it's boring now.
Yeah.
Kids just need a little bit of structure.
Mm-hmm.
Feels like a bit too long. The final insult was the Monday. It's like, you know, you've done your 3 weeks and then let's have a Monday off. Teacher training day.
I thought it was bank holiday. That's why they were off.
Yeah, you can't. It's not bank holiday. No, it's just a teacher.
Every day's a bank holiday for me.
Living the dream, aren't you?
Living the dream.
It's like that Monday. It's like, if there's any teachers listening, you know, just what do you actually do on that day? I reckon they all just go for a pint and go,
yeah. No, they're in. The teachers
training.
Are in.
Training day, my ass.
Training.
Do you know what? I've got a huge respect for teachers.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'm a mum of four and I can't get them to do one thing a say. So how the teachers manage, you know, kids are impeccably behaved in school.
Are they?
Well, mine are.
That's what they tell you when they come home.
No, that's what I get on the school report.
But the thing is, like,
I'm like, you're not talking about the same child here.
I did a football camp over these holidays, like football escapes, right? And the kids definitely, like, my kids don't listen to me like that. Do you know what I mean? Like, because yeah. I'm someone else. You know, I'm going, go there, do this. And they're just like doing it. I'm like, this is great.
Yeah, because you're Peter Crouch and they love football. That's why.
Yeah, but I'm Peter Crouch at home as well.
It's so funny because, you know.
Hey, don't listen to me one bit.
You know, I've got this issue with Pete not playing football with our boys.
Yeah.
And
you mentioned it once or twice.
Is classic line. They've got to want to do it.
The way she does my voice is so derogatory.
It's just. That's how
talk
you talk
like that. Do not. It's not that bad.
So we've got a guy coming to help the kids.
Okay.
You know, and they actually think he's like a famous footballer. And like Peter Crouch hasn't got a clue, but Joe is a legend.
Yeah.
They absolutely love Joe.
Yeah, I mean, he's great as well, you know? And it's good because I want to get them enjoying it, you know? I just want them to just enjoy football and have a ball with them. Because it's just, I think it's a good life skill, even if you don't have to be footballers. But
I've got no ball skills. I wish my parents would have given me some when I was a child. You know, I was kind of kept away from all sports. as a female.
That was, I suppose, you know, it's changed now, though, isn't it? You know, our little girl does it as well.
Our daughters are both super sporty. Well, one more so than the other. Liv wants to be a lioness, doesn't she?
She works really hard. She's really good. She's desperate to.
But
to
you
do
really
it.
Offended me yesterday. Pete took the kids to play pickleball.
Pickleball.
It was
pickleball.
Really
and
enjoyable, actually.
Yeah.
He said, "Oh, you'd like it. Be good for you." As if to say it's like a shit version
like nice
of tennis.
And like nice and easy.
Yeah, like it's basically bat and ball.
Yeah. Well, like I said you'd like it. And then if she pushed me and I said, because you don't have to be very good. You can be crap and enjoy it. Is that not a fair assessment? You're going to give me that look,
it's
like, how dare you?
It's just
you're
not very
say,
nice.
No, I'm really good at racket sports.
You know, I big you up constantly, even when you're
You've
shit
got
at things.
So many qualities, so many. I don't think ball sports is one of your fortes. I think, you know, catch, throwing, you know, hitting balls. In general, I just don't think you're very good at it.
I hit your balls.
Yeah. I mean, you'd be all right at that.
If you keep insulting me. No, but it's so important. I don't know.
Obviously, we've talked about this on the podcast before, but when the ball comes in, obviously, I told her to square. Sort of, if her shoulders are facing this way, obviously, then you can hit the ball back. But if you're square on with your shoulders, as the ball bounces, obviously, you know, it's physics. You're going to hit it out of the court.
Correct.
That makes sense.
If you square, if your shoulders are pointing hit, you hit the ball. You're hitting it over the net. But you stand square on, so when it comes to you, go straight out the court.
Well, at least I'm getting ball contact.
Yeah. She's getting ball, she does get ball contact. But it's just a bit frustrating to play when someone hits it, not just in the net or
yeah, but
out.
I've never been
and you've got to
out
go, the court. You've got to go out the court and run and retrieve court. Your ball.
And she just stands there and you know, yeah. It's like expect someone else to get
go
it.
Go on, dickheads. go and get that ball, will you?
Go and get the ball, dickhead.
You always do get it for me. Then.
I do get it. Running around like a complete knob. She's just hitting it again. Look gorgeous today, don't I?
The thing is, it's really frustrating not being good at something.
Yeah.
That's why, God, I want my kids to do things and they don't do anything.
Mm. Dude, what are you talking about? They got to do. Like they're saying, we're doing the football now. You like this, like we take them swimming. I was at golf with two of the kids yesterday. Took them on the range. They were great.
Are they developing a taste for it?
Yeah, like the little Jack, he's only four. And he's just hitting ball after ball after ball. And he just loves it. And I'm like, right, Jack, we're going now. He goes, no, Dad, he's still got a whole bag.
Yeah.
He wants to keep going.
Jack's our only child with determination. You know, he is, even like with a Lego or a Transformer, Transformers should be banned, by the way, because they are...
Who made them so difficult now? They used to be, I remember, a couple of
four
moves,
blocks.
Yeah. You know,
it's like a fucking Rubik's Cube gone times like a million now.
Rubik's Cube.
It is.
It is now. Like now, they've gone up a level now. I remember it was like three clicks and you were into, you know, Optimus Prime, for instance. You were straight into a lorry, bang into the Transformer in three moves.
And even Lego, like when I was a kid, Lego came in four primary colours and you'd have the odd little man and you didn't have to mix up the bits because every bit would fit.
Yeah.
And now it's like, Meccano. It's basically Meccano slash Lego. And last night, you know, after two glasses of wine in the pitch black, trying to find a chain which is 3 millimeters big in a gravelled car park, because the baby was just screaming for this little chain. We found it though, thank God.
You find it, yeah.
But it's just so. I'm whining to Lego people now, although it is great.
Yeah,
they're more intricate now because you're creating like.
Millennium Falcons and all that, like Star Wars ships and stuff like that, aren't they?
And what's good about it, I suppose you've got all different age ranges. Like, you know, we need to get down to the basics again because because you see it and you go, oh, that'd be amazing to build that. And then you get it and you go, oh, fucking hell.
8 hours later.
It's gonna take a while.
But if you think about all these games that last so long, like Monopoly, for example, Lego, these are all games that have been around for decades, which... you needed in those days to pass time because there was like no TV or like four channels, you know, sitting around as a family in candlelight, you know, playing Monopoly for 5 hours. It makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But now Jack wants this Transformer built in 0.3 seconds.
No, but I do like the fact that he likes his Lego and Transformers and things like that. Like you think it's in the day and age of like iPads and PlayStations and he still loves his Lego.
Yeah. Pete's had this great idea to take the iPads off the kids. He's like, I'm done with the iPads now. They're not having iPads. So they just take our phones now instead.
What did you say?
They just take our phones. So completely. So we've got no phone. The kids are still doing the exact same thing. I'm like, what a great idea by you.
You know, having a secondhand digital detox. It's meant to be the kids. Now it's
yeah, exactly. Just,
I've took the iPads off the kids, obviously. And then, but like, it's things like this. If we're doing the podcast now, for instance, they keep coming in. I'm just going to take the phone.
Yeah.
And it's just for that hour. But then you're like, you've got the excuse to like, I need it back now. So that's my thinking behind it. And it has been working.
Mm.
You know, because you do need your phone at times and you might go out and they haven't got it then.
Okay. Have you got any wines for me?
My wine just involves kind of like my stuff again, really. It's a common theme that you actually got really better at. But for instance,
I know what you're going
to
say.
I needed, you know, the bank details from the card, but I was on a dog walk and I needed to do it there. You know, when you've got a certain amount of time to pay for something.
Mm.
So I said, I could just read me the card out. And I said, yeah, she read the card number out, paid for it, went great. And I just said to myself on this dog walk, when I get home, right, that card's been out for 10 seconds while she read me the card. That'll be lost when I get home. Right? Came home, not in my wallet, right? Not in where I normally keep my stuff. And I just found it like behind the pot in the kitchen, just randomly lashed.
No respect.
So what I'm saying, this wouldn't happen if it was your stuff.
And yesterday he was roared at me because we had a lovely day planned. Two of the kids went to one of our neighbours for a party. They had a hot tub and a bouncy castle and they were there. Pete took Sophia to play tennis or pickleball and swimming and golf. And I was taking Jack to a party. However, I got the wrong day.
Mm-hmm.
Just a bloody pain in the bum.
But so, went to the party, though.
Yeah.
So went there, but it was the wrong day.
Because the girl called me, one of the mums called me the day before and was like, just double checking, Jack's coming to the party. And I was like, yeah, of course. So can you send me the info again? So she sent it to me and it just said Sunday. So because she called me the day before, I thought, oh, it's today. So it took me 40 minutes to get there and it wasn't even on. So I met Pete at the golf club. Then I left to go home and realised I didn't have a key because I was supposed to meet Pete at 5 o'clock. So I thought, I don't need a house key because I'm meeting him here. We'll all go home together. But Pete was on the missing list in some bush looking for a ball somewhere.
We were on the range with me, Jack and Sophia, you know, nice family day. Playing.
So the caddy had to find Pete to get the key and I got shouted at for that. That's one of my wines. My second.
There's a lot more that went on.
Okay.
There isn't.
I was wondering what your right to reply would be, Pete.
There is a lot more that went on there.
There isn't.
Okay,
anyway.
Okay, there isn't.
And then, but my main wine. Oh, no. So he was just saying, basically, you're so rude getting the caddy to find me.
Was
for it, my
it's just the fellow that worked there.
And I'm
the
like,
caddy.
And I'm like, I couldn't find you and the guy knew where you were. That's why he got the key. Anyway, but my main wine, which is giving me the ick from you, which you don't give me the ick often,
right, okay.
Is every morning you wake up after about 3 seconds of having your eyes open, you're like, babe, have you heard? There's a weather warning today. And I'm like, every day. And then you say it again.
And it's just getting to you, is it now? Is it getting to you?
It's not getting to me. It's just like, I don't care.
Yeah. All right. I thought you might. I mean, if this is a weather warning, it's actually like, it's quite bad. 40 knot mile an hour winds. The thing is, the problem with me, right, is that I do check the weather now because I like to go out and play golf or like to, certainly on the weekends, I wait to take the kids to golf. It's swimming or
kids
golf.
Kids club while he's in the range.
No, yeah. No, but what I'm thinking is like, I want them to enjoy what I enjoy, you know, like I want them to be involved. But I mean, obviously I've got to check the weather, haven't I? Because if I go out there and it's, you know, there's a weather warning. We can't go up there. So I do check it often. But then I try and relay that information because it might be
why
helpful.
Did you say go up there when it's down the hill?
So it's up. If you think about where we go into our golf club, we go up the top. And if you remember, if you look at where how high the range is, you look down onto the course, don't you?
Quite. Riveting.
Yeah.
Cool story, bro.
Fucking hell. Is this what we've got to?
This is called 3 weeks of being together every day, which means we're both so dull.
I had something valid to say there. So what I'm saying is, like, I think if you had information that could benefit me for the day, you know,
I've got information that's beneficial to you.
Yeah.
There's a sale on Net-a-Porter.
Oh, yeah.
40% off.
I said, just all I'm saying is, babe, be careful there. There's a weather warning out there today. Don't go out without a coat on. That's standard loving husband stuff.
Okay.
I think.
Because you do go,
oh, God. Trying to help me again. What a pain in the ass.
So that's my first wine.
Oh, here we go. There's another one.
And then my second wine, it's actually the third wine. So I gave Pete a list to go to the he went to the shop for three things.
Mm-hmm.
Took him 15 minutes to get to the shop.
Mm-hmm.
And he came back with one thing out of the three items. Of the three items.
What were the items on the list?
A birthday card, a birthday present, and cat food.
But he came back with cat food.
No.
Card.
That's no.
No, depressing.
Yeah, depressing. But bearing in mind, right, I'd only actually had to go out for one thing because the fucking birthday's next week.
Yeah.
So actually.
So Jack ended up with a £30 Lego.
So that's where his Lego came from, it's the kid's present. Unbelievable.
But why'd you do that?
Do what?
Forget things.
I forgot. I got to admit, I forgot the cat food. I totally forgot.
And I called you three times while you were there.
Like, instead of a card, I bought a bag to put the Lego in. So I thought I put the Lego in the bag and it came with a card on it. So you could say...
No,
so,
it's a gift tag. Like, the gift tag on the bag. Which bag comes with.
The size of, like, a postage stamp.
No, it was a big one. It was a big one. And I thought, that I've killed two birds with one stone there. I've wrapped it. I've got a card.
You didn't even get the tissue paper?
I also forgot the cat food.
And the bag was too big for the present.
But I know with these presents, like about 30 kids arrive, people don't even look. You know, they just throw them in the corner. So what I've done, I've saved us money. I've been...
A pound on a card. And my cats are starving to death. Great.
Obviously the cats, I'm out with bad. I forgot that completely. But I thought I took care of the present situation, which is in 3 weeks' time.
Shut up. So what about you, Ross?
What about, have I got any wines for you guys?
No. She's got loads.
I haven't.
Ross has got a wine that our conversation is so dull, he wants to quit his job.
It was up the hill and then down the hill and then to the golf club.
You she also
fucking Jack and Jill over here.
It's like when I call my mum and ask her, like, what's she up to? And she's like, so I've just got up, got a shower.
Yeah.
Brushed my teeth, then I went downstairs and made a cup of tea.
Yeah.
Then I just put a wash on, then I took the wash out, then I hung it out in the garden. This is like how my mum told me. I'm just like, fuck off, mum. They're like just stuff.
They're things you're
narrating
do.
Your day.
Yeah, like that's just what you do.
But that's just like the you do, that's the, they don't even talk about that
you
stuff,
don't even
do you?
Mention that.
Well, firstly, I opened my eyes. And then I took the cover of the bed off me. Then I literally stood up on two legs. You go, no, you just, that's all, no, I mean, what are you doing today?
What have you done? I'm so busy. I've just got up, had a shower, brushed my teeth, put a wash, it's like.
Mate, my mum's favourite is to like kind of retell me a story that she's told me 15 times to tell me like 10% more of the story. I'm like, mum, I'm up to speed on all of this. I've only got 10 minutes to chat with you on the phone, half an hour. And she's like, I know, but I'm not up to speed because I forget what I've told you. So just shut up and listen. God.
Is that what we've all got to look forward to as we get older?
Yeah.
Mundane stories.
But I think if you've got a, like kind of mundane, sometimes I take mundane at the moment. You know, like a day where you just do really mundane things.
We had a nice wholesome day. Like, I've got this dream of, you know, like couples like get in the garden together and have a little zhuzh.
Yeah.
Do you know how far my garden shoes went? All he did was move the outdoor heater and then retired.
What did you want us
to do? I cleaned the whole orangery on the outside. I brushed the path, set all my tables and chairs. And I thought we could do it together and like weed together. Really want to do that?
Couples that weed together stay together.
Yeah, exactly. You know, when you're just in the garden in the sun and a little cup of tea.
Yeah,
no bra, chimmy Charlie Dimmock style.
Well, that, you're making it sound appealing now. Like, washing the orangery doesn't sound fun. I'm with Alan Carr, that's like an airing cupboard situation. It's like, I thought we could go and weed and wash the outside of the orangery.
Well, Alfie likes it.
Do you get the jet wash on?
No, because I can't. I don't know how to do that.
Oh, I loved getting the jet wash out.
Do you know what he said as well? I asked you to get you getting the tennis rackets out the garage, and you went, "That garage is a disgrace. How did it get like that?" And I was like, "Well, Pete, you can do something about it, you know." And he's like, "Well, if I was in charge of the garage, it wouldn't be like that." Do you remember you saying that?
Yeah, I remember me saying that. You know why? Because like I don't know how so much stuff got in there. I didn't put one thing in there, not one. So I didn't do it.
It's not one tool in there. It's all just like I didn't do interior one design stuff.
Literally, like all stuff that you've had moved in there or moved in there yourself. I haven't put one thing in there apart from a set of golf clubs. So what I'm saying is, there's so much stuff in there.
We've got like an iguana cage.
Yeah, there's like mad stuff in there.
This is such a dull part, isn't it?
No. No, I think people want to know about our dirty garage.
It's so full, our garage.
It's absolutely ridiculous. You can't even get in it. You've got to climb over things to get like to the back.
I've got a four-poster bed in there.
There's a life-size picture of cardboard cutout of me and you in there. How did they get in there?
There's like sleighs.
There's
fish tanks.
Ride on lawnmower. There's some bikes that I've never seen. There's tools. There's
stale paint.
Yeah, like golf clubs. Like about five sets. I've only ever had one.
Whose are they?
No idea. Absolutely no idea. There's all the shoes. Like there's millions of pairs of shoes. There's clothes in there.
Is there?
Yeah. I looked the other day, I just couldn't believe it.
So
couldn't find the tennis rackets.
I saw this amazing contraption on Instagram, which is like this rack that's attached to the ceiling and you slot all your bikes in
and then pull
it down. So our driveway's finally getting laid because it had to wait for the Vuba resin to go down because the weather. So that's going to get done. And I think the next thing on the list should be, let's get another skip. Let's empty the garage.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Let's get the builders in. Haven't seen them for about a week.
My fucking builder doesn't even turn up anymore.
I'm not surprised. He's worked to the bone. Been here for about 3 years.
He's blocking them calls as soon as they come upon these.
He literally doesn't answer me anymore.
Unbelievable.
Like.
Let's get a skip in and do more.
Have you got any audience wines after we've just bored our listeners to tears?
I've got some audience wines if you want to hear them.
Mm.
All right. Hey, Abby and Pete. I've never taken the time to write to any podcast, but listen to Pete chat shit about Filet-O-Fish. I felt obligated.
Chat shit.
Oh, he's not a Filet-O-Fish man. Oh, my God.
Oh, someone messaged me on Instagram actually going, oh, my God, do I need to reassess my life? I drink sparkling water and order a Filet-O-Fish every time I go to
my house. Oh, my God, no way. I bet they cycle as well. I am that person who orders a Filet-O-Fish with fries and a hot chocolate. What? No less. You can stick sparkling water up your ass. I assure you I'm not a psycho, although I could be up for discussion this last couple of days. The hormones are real this month. What the fuck is up with getting punished each month for not bearing a child? I digress. Ross is spot on. It is always fresh. And like Abby said, it's basically a fish finger sandwich. What's not to like? Do yourself a favor and give it a try. My only complaint is half the staff must not have been given the stacking cups as children's, as the ability to stack the bun directly on top of the fish is lost on them. It's often wielded to the side with the melted cheese.
Is it like a burger-shaped fish?
I think it's similar to chicken sandwich.
Yeah, exactly.
If you have any staff members listening to who are guilty of this, sort it out. Other than that, it's golden. I'm off to gorge myself with chocolate. Have a good one, Zoe. Okay, Filet-O-Fish loon. These aren't right, these people.
These people.
They're not right. They're not correct.
That is not correct.
They are not correct. You can't be a Filet-O-Fish person and be normal. I'm sorry. Zoe, I'm not. I'm
you know Liberty
down.
Has a Filet-O-Fish?
I rest my case.
That's my best mate you're talking about.
I thought you were talking about your daughter.
No, my best mate, Lib.
I adore Liberty. She's mental.
Yeah, but she's, you know.
It's a Filet-O-Fish, I'm telling you. No one in their right mind goes to
how
McDonald's.
Is she mental?
Well, she's very lively. She's very intelligent, very...
she's a super brain?
When she walks into a room, you know.
Yeah, she's right? No wallflower, I wouldn't describe her.
And I think...
She's also got seven dogs.
Yeah.
Things like that. She's amazing, but she's a Filet-O-Fish person. And they are different. You know.
See, I wouldn't have classed a Filet-O-Fish person to have much personality. I'd say they were more boring than eccentric.
No, but you have to know, like, I would die of embarrassment if I ordered a fillet fish. You've got to be quite sure of
yourself. Yeah, ballsy. It takes a burst to go in there.
It takes a certain type.
Caroline has a fillet fish as well.
Really? Yeah, I think you've got to be quite confident.
And she's normal.
Yeah. Yeah.
The pause?
Well, if she has a fillet fish, she's not.
has fillet fish and sparkling water.
Well, if you walk into a McDonald's, right, stroll in and go, fillet fish meal, please. Everyone looks at you. Goes,
I haven't strolled into a McDonald's for years. I'm a drive-through kind of gal.
Yeah, eating the back of the car.
I reckon we should try fillet fish next time.
Shall we try them all on the pod? Yeah. Bring three.
I don't think I've ever had one.
You have?
You've
definitely ordered one.
Never.
They're not a million miles away from a fish finger sarnie, as our Abby says. If you like a fish finger sarnie, you should like one of them.
I don't like a fish finger sandwich.
Don't you?
No. Whoa. Batter and bread.
Oh,
my dad puts pie on bread.
I know. What's that called? A Wiggum kebab?
Is it?
Yeah.
My dad's not normal. My dad's wife, Sue, she's never had a McDonald's in her entire life.
Hasn't she?
And it's got to a point where it's a thing now.
Yeah.
And she's like 50, so she doesn't... She's got to keep it going.
Mm. All right. Well, don't have a fillet fish to start. Yeah, it's a strange one, unfortunately, Zoe. I'm sticking with it. I think it's mad.
Okay.
I got a weekly shine for Pete. Oh, that's nice. I'll read this one, shall I?
Few and far between.
Hi, Pete and Abby. Proof Cardi P is bang on trend. Even Pete's mate Prince William is rocking the Cardi. Pete was ahead of the curve. I've got the Sunday Times Style magazine, right? And on the front of it is four very good-looking, trendy men in Cardis.
I cannot believe they haven't put you on there.
How cool is Cardi Man is the headline? But the
thing is, what's his name?
Ryan Reynolds
hasn't even got a cardigan on there.
He has underneath his
waistcoat.
I bought one of those.
Oh,
it's
God.
A woolen cardigan underneath.
I
bought one and got absolutely hammered for it. Ryan Reynolds, Hollywood A-lister.
Yeah, because it was too small for you. It was too small.
It's like
a belly top.
Everyone thinks Ab's the fashion guru in this relationship. I was so far ahead of the game. Now, it's Hollywood are doing it now.
How dare they not put you on there?
Look, who's this guy again? Ryan Reynolds?
Your doppelganger?
Ryan Gosling.
Prince William, obviously royalty, a really fashionable guy though, I have to say, sporting the cardigan.
Can't believe they didn't put you on.
Well, I don't need validation from Sunday Times Style. I know how stylish
you've got one on today.
It's kind of a cardigan shirt.
Scared.
<You're> shardy. Yeah.
It's a shardy.
Shardy, Pete.
It's a shardy. They'll all be wearing them soon. Shardy.
I need to do a wardrobe refresh. I give all my clothes to my friends or my sister or Sophia. Sophia's even last night, comes down, hair with all my shampoo.
Yeah.
Skin gleaming with all my products. Now she's even wearing my pyjamas.
That is cheeky.
Back off. She's stretched the neck of the T-shirt over her shoulder. She's ripped that, you know.
All right, listen, should we cheers the wines? Have you got all those wines off your chest now?
Yeah, how are you going to improve?
By remembering cat food. So how are you going to improve? Are you going to take care of my stuff a little bit more?
Yeah, I will, but that was slightly unfair. I was going to put it back in your bag, but just hadn't got around to it.
That's bollocks, though. As if you were.
Stick your tongue out.
It's black.
Let's be positive now, from now on. Obviously, there was a bit of negativity there. But they're the weekly wines, and now they're gone. What is this drink we're drinking?
It's an electrolyte.
Oh, no. Stinks of a hangover, that.
I haven't got a hangover.
Oh, right. Okay.
Is that a little Barocca there?
Okay.
No, it's an electrolyte.
Okay. Fancied one today?
Huh?
Just fancied one today.
No, I will admit I had two glasses of champagne last night and one glass of wine.
Must have been a dirty glass.
What?
It's a dirty glass, and it gives you hangover sometimes.
Does it?
Yeah. You could only feel you have two.
I'm celebrating, so nice meal, couple of glasses of champagne.
Mm.
That's great. I enjoyed it. I had a lovely night.
Mm.
But hence the electrolytes.
Mm.
Cheers anyway on the wines.
Thanks. Cheers. Thanks.
Thanks. Thank you.
I love you. Thanks.
Thanks.
Should we get into the podcast?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know this one? This one we're going to be digging down into. It's a big week. A release of your new podcast.
Yeah,
Exhibit A.
I'm not calling it a podcast.
Okay.
Because I just hate the word. podcast.
I feel like everyone goes like, releasing a podcast.
Mm. Yeah.
Everyone seems to be doing it, don't they?
Yeah.
It's a bit twatty, isn't it?
Yeah. I tell people to work in Tesco.
So it's like
content
creating, isn't it?
It is
like,
twatty.
What do you do? I'm a content creator. You're a twat, mate.
Would you put as your job description podcaster?
Absolutely not.
Is that
absolutely not? And you can't. You couldn't do it.
The word podcast. Ow.
Yeah, the word podcast is a fucking nightmare.
The word podcast is so twatty. It is. You're right.
It is. But you know what? It's because we enjoy doing what we do.
Yeah, but we're also not twats.
Hopefully not. There's probably people
which helps.
Yeah, it does help.
But you know what I've found in life? Doesn't matter if people think you're a twat, as long as you know you're not.
As long as you and your group don't think you are. But what if you are a twat, though? And the majority of people do think you are.
But we're not.
All right. Well, you're releasing a new piece of content.
I'm calling it a show.
Yeah, a show. Okay. I've got a new show out.
It's workable.
And you can find it, you know, wherever you release your wherever you get your podcast.
Your other shows.
Loads of shows. Wherever you get them.
No, podcasts are the new TV. Let's face it.
Mm. Well, we love doing it. And your one, is it going to be different to what we're doing here?
Hell yes.
Very different.
Hell yes. It's going to be different, but in a good way.
Firstly, why would you want to, venture out on your own? You know, is it because you're kind of jealous of the Podfather?
Don't get jealous, you bitch.
No, I'm obviously the original Podfather.
You are the original Podfather. I'll give you that.
Why are you doing this? Why are you venturing out on your own?
So I'm venturing out on my own because I love a chat. I love to talk. I'm fascinated by people and their stories. And I want to enrich my own life. Like no disrespect. If this is great, whatever this is great.
No disrespect. So when people say no disrespect, right? They go, I'm going to fucking disrespect.
No disrespect, but.
No disrespect, but you're not enriching me in any way.
Well, yeah. Yeah. No.
You want intelligent conversations. Not just this drivel.
I am fascinated by people and their stories and how they, you know, reach the pinnacle of success and overcome obstacles. Mm. And there's so many incredible people and they've all got a different story to tell on how they got there, what they did, what they're doing, you know. And these people have had like such a huge impact on the world around us. And, you know, I just wanted to talk to them, learn, listen, be motivated, especially as a woman of a certain age, having, you know, a lot of kids, you do get to the point in life where you go, you know, what is next?
Mm.
What can I do? How can I enrich my life? How do I motivate myself? And that's exactly what Exhibit A is. It's there to inspire people, teach people. You know, there must be so many people sitting at home going, I've got this incredible idea, but how do I get there? You know, I'm going to be speaking to people at the top of their game, entrepreneurs, people who've set up their own businesses, who've had a massive impact on the world, musicians, actors, icons.
Can you give us any names, or is there anyone you've done?
So I'm actually launching with Mo Gaudat because I think at the moment people are looking for a way to improve their life, improve themselves, how to be, you know, full of gratitude, to be grateful, to be happy, to combat stress, all the things that I suffer from, anxiety. So I thought he was the perfect candidate to launch with. You know, he's just released a book called Unstressable, which is something I definitely need to learn to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the smallest thing triggers me. You know, I catastrophize things a lot. I would like a coping mechanism to not let the smallest of things bother me and be the end of the world.
Mm.
And it's kind of digging deep on, you know, why that is and tools and tactics.
Did he give you answers to that?
Yeah. And you know what? When you're listening to someone with such an incredible mind and such an incredible outlook on life, and so they give you tools on simple steps how to improve your life. And as a mother, you're kind of last on the list. You're always putting people first. You're looking after your husband. You're looking after your kids. You're working. And, you know, if mum's happy, everyone else is going to benefit.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
And you know, it's not just for women. You know, this podcast is for everyone. And, you know, some people have really surprised me along the way. You know, you read things about people in the press and you have a certain perception of them.
Mm-hmm.
And not knowing, like, from the horse's mouth, like, why these things happened or what they've been through. And, you know, I've just been flabbergasted and blown away.
How do you decide on who you want on? Like, do they just have to be kind of excelling in their field? And, like, do you talk about their journeys of how they...
Well, it's kind of been a bit of a selfish process in that way. It's like, what do I want to know? I want to learn how to be my happiest. I want to learn how to be unstressable. You know, everyone's got their own definition of success, whether that's money, whether that's happiness, whether that's being a CEO of a business, whether that's getting a law passed for others or something they're passionate about. It's incredible what inspires and motivates people. And it's so different for everyone. And I do like a bit of an underdog. And I think interviewing some people who have had kind of a rough, rocky start and the things that they've overcome, tragic starts, even like horrific to the point where you're like, how have these people even survived?
Yeah, so I've obviously been privy to a few bits and pieces of what you're about to bring out. Obviously very interesting, but some of it was incredibly emotional. Like, what are the standout, most emotional parts of what you've done so far?
I think it's easy to just think everyone's life like is like yours.
Mm.
And, you know, speaking to people who've been at the top of the game for decades, like, how did they start? Where did they come from? It's incredible. And I've been sitting there in tears. Some of these stories, it's like 10 years work to be an overnight success.
Yeah.
You don't see all the hard work and the graft and that's gone behind it. And, you know, you just see the result, but what some of these people have been through and just what you can learn from them has been, you know, I feel like I've come such a long way personally after listening to some of these stories from people and things that they've taught me that I've put into practice in my everyday life has definitely changed me into a better person. Mm. Obviously, there's still a lot of work to do. But I think there's, you know, it's not another biog show. It's not another biog podcast. You know, it's designed to enrich people's lives and help teach them and make them a better person or definitely more knowledgeable.
And in the trailer that we've seen so far, like, you're interviewing yourself, that must have been quite a surreal experience. how did you find that?
But you're a good interviewer, Abby, did you find?
But that's the thing, I'm not an interviewer.
Yeah.
It is lighthearted and it's celebratory of all these people. And I just love to talk and I'm fascinated by people and I just want to have a chat.
Yeah.
Do you know why I knew that, like, you'd be good at this? Is because you kind of, you know, we'll have a script, whatever, but you'll just go off on your own tangents. And I think you'll ask the questions that sometimes people don't want to ask. You know what I mean? Like, you'll just go, right, I want to know that and ask it. And I think that's a good, great quality to have as an interviewer.
Thanks.
Have you ever, like, found yourself almost challenging the guests when they've come on about their certain kind of dogmas or way of thinking?
Yeah, well, like, originally, it's like exhibit A. You know, in my head, it's like, you know, the courtroom connotations, like, convince me.
Yeah,
you know, because there's so many things on social media, online, in the press now of eat this and you'll, you'll know, look 10 years younger, do this. And everyone has a different outlook and take on things. A couple of people that I've had on, you know, I wasn't convinced by what they were saying at the start, you know, and got them on. And then by the end, I'm like, oh my God, I totally get it.
Mm-hmm.
You're quite skeptical about, like, their beliefs and thoughts.
I think I'm a skeptical person.
Did it change your opinion?
Yeah, definitely.
And was there anyone, you know, you maybe prejudged and met and went, actually, I love this person?
Yeah. Yeah.
No names, definitely. Though? We're giving anything away. I feel like Terry Wogan is.
No, because it's going to come out every Monday.
Yeah.
And I want each guest to be a surprise and I hope everyone enjoys it.
And do you think, you know, you'll be able to help as well? You know, like, we had Jeffrey Braithwaite on, who, you know, obviously a doctor that really helped. And, like, the amount of people we've helped, I suppose, on the therapy crouch with endometriosis, or Jeffrey's helped.
That was kind of one of the first times I had the idea to do this. Because, you know, that when we had Dr. Jeffrey Braithwaite on, and even Natalie Kelly, we had such a huge response.
Mm-hmm,
you know, people are always looking for help and somewhere to, you know, get things off their chest and a source to help them. So that was kind of where the idea of Exhibit A was born. And we've got so many incredible doctors at the top of their field and very specific, whether it's like women's health, you know, we've got sex experts on, we've got nutritionists, you know, psychologists, as well as superstars and entrepreneurs and things like that. It's so interesting. And, you know, for me doing a job, I know it's quite a hard thing, but I've always wanted a job that I love, and you want to go to work every day and go, oh my God, I love that, and come home feeling enriched. And I definitely feel that with this.
Yeah, and were you not getting fulfilled here with me?
Yeah.
Shaba!
What a girl!
I'm only having a joke. I can be deep.
You need a bit of light relief as well. You can't all be deep, can it?
How deep is your knob?
Do you think about some of the things you've done on this podcast? Oh my God.
No, but that's what, Shabba, do you know what?
How deep is it?
But that is,
God, have a laugh.
But that's like comes round. That you've said it all there, really. This makes me happy.
Exactly.
And happiness is the one thing we're all striving to be.
Yeah.
So I've got the happiness expert on, Exhibit A, and then I come and sit on the couch with you and I'm happy.
And we have a laugh. I think that light relief's important. You know, what Mo Gowdat would say is, you know, you do have to have a laugh. You do have to have a release. And I think this is ours. But that doesn't mean, you know, it is nice to kind of learn about other fields and other, you know, ways of life, you know, different jobs and personalities. Everyone's so different, aren't they? It's great to learn about all those things. It's a great opportunity for you to...
Yeah, the story of success is a great one. Like, how did you get there? Where do you start?
Yeah.
It's so inspiring. Like, even me at, like, nearly 40, it's made me go, oh, my God, I want to do this. I want to do that. And it's never too late. It's never too late to be unstressable. It's never too late to be happy. It's never too late to... follow your dreams. You know, I had one doctor on who like didn't even start her education till she was like in her 30s. You know, and she's a top doctor. Like, it's never too late. You can, life is short, and you can, you know, it's also precious. So you've got to make the most of it.
And you're going to allow me to make an appearance on your podcast? Because it'd be obviously, you know, it's me and you now, but I'd say it's a very different environment on your podcast because you're going to drill down into exactly kind of what I did.
Obviously, I've been with you for nearly 20 years, but when you did your documentary for Amazon...
That was,
you
know, an eye-opener for you, wasn't it?
A huge eye-opener, and there were so many things that I didn't even know about you or knew that you'd experienced. You were so young to actually endure all of that abuse and still make it to the top of your game, like playing for England, playing for the best clubs in the world, Liverpool, Tottenham. That's interesting to me, how you got there, because I don't know if it's, you know, a defence mechanism, or, you know, you don't like to be so open about your feelings, or like when you're hurt or sad, because you'd never mentioned that to me. Mm-hmm. That was the first time I saw it on the documentary. So I was like, oh my God, like, that's why I think that interview would be a good one and inspiring, because, you know, people who are getting bullied, or, you know, you can help them.
Right. A big part of Exhibit A is the quick fire questions. You get a lot out of them.
Yes.
Right.
Oh my God. It's such a great icebreaker and such an amazing way to get to know someone quickly.
All right. Well, let's get to know you.
Okay.
I'm going to quick fire you at your own game. When you're not working, how do you like to spend your time?
Cleaning.
Sado.
What cleaning or horse riding?
Cleaning or horse riding. What are you currently watching?
I'm currently watching Ironclaw, halfway through it.
Okay. What's the first concert you attended?
Oh my God. The first concert I attended?
Don't lie and say someone cool.
No, it was the Kooks.
With me?
Yeah.
That's a belter.
You've never been to a gig before me?
No. I didn't think so.
I love the Kooks.
God, Manchester Academy. It was one of our first dates. Went to the Kooks.
That's a belted thing.
We still love them, didn't we?
Still do.
I can't. Yeah, I don't think I've ever been to a concert before that.
Oh, I'm glad I was your first, babe.
First one thing.
I was a gig virgin before.
Gig virgin. What's your favourite book?
What is my favourite book? You know, I'm just reading at the moment Green Lights by Matthew McConaughey.
Mm. Everyone says that's great.
Yeah. The audiobook's even better, although I do love a physical book.
Mm.
I love Martina Cole.
Really good. What's first job?
My first job was in a florist in Kirby.
Was it?
Fucking loved it.
Still there, that fellas.
Most used emoji?
Heart eyes.
If you could change your name, what would it be? Chantel Alexis Candice.
I used to pretend my name was Chantel Alexis Candice when I was a kid. I think it was my cousin's middle names. I've always loved the name Claudia. I'd like to be called Claudia.
Okay. Favourite subject in school?
History.
What's your hidden talent?
Hidden talent? I'm an epic breakdancer.
Oh, I can vouch for that. Phenomenal.
Epic breakdancer, and I like a little karaoke sesh.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay. If you could eat one thing for every meal going forward, what would it be? Would it be?
Pizza.
Nice. I thought you were going to say rooster. I like that.
If someone were to play you in a movie, who would it be?
Ooh. I'd like a mixture between Cameron Diaz, Jennifer Lawrence, Margot Robbie. I'm not saying I look like these people, by the
Wouldn't
way.
Wouldn't we all?
You put all them together.
Yeah, you get me.
Come on, Bobby.
Put all them together, you get me. I'm joking. No, they're just the actresses I love.
What's one of your favourite memories? None? What's
I don't know. I don't feel like I've got many memories from my childhood, which is bizarre.
No, not wedding day.
Nothing your childhood.
Firstborn child. First time you rode a horse.
No, it definitely.
Happiest when you're
Yeah. But my best memories are just when I'm like happy. So I think, you know, bringing our first baby home. That was amazing.
That was a nice time, wasn't it?
That's my go to memory. If I want to be calm, that's what I think of.
Cool.
There was no calmness like bringing a newborn baby home to your house. So that's my happiest memory. Yeah.
Agreed. What does success mean to you?
Success for me is happiness and the people around you being happy and your kids being happy. That for me defines success.
What's the best piece of advice you've ever been given?
Always be yourself. Always be yourself.
Nice. At what job would you be terrible?
Tennis coach.
Yep. Okay. What makes you feel uneasy, overwhelmed, or anxious?
Everything.
Correct. What's something you say you'll do but never will?
Like bungee jumping.
I think you are very good at saying you're going to do something and doing it. I, on the other hand,
I kind of...
That was one of your qualities.
Yeah, I stick to my word.
You say, I'm going to do that and do it.
Mm.
I think you're very good at it.
It's funny when you tell me things that I'm good at.
Why?
Because it's not often.
It's not true at all. I tell you, I do say it. You just don't hear the good stuff. That's a fault of yours. You only hear, and I'll say you look nice, you look great, oh God, you look gorgeous. And then a minute later you'll say, you never tell me I look nice. You only hear the negative. So you forgot, I've just told you that you were good at something there. What are you most afraid of?
Something happening to people I love.
All right. Abigail Clancy. This is your life. That was a quick fire.
Mm.
Yeah, I can see that. You get a lot out of that.
Yeah.
It's good.
I like a quick fire round.
Agreed.
I think you also, because you're a little bit nervy, you probably say things that, without thinking. Do you know what I mean? Like, so you get the real answer rather than the premeditated answer.
Mm.
You know, like...
There's not worse than a scripted answer.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Some would argue it's professional.
Yeah.
But I don't.
No, well, I think that's why people enjoy this podcast, because they can tell that it's kind of like, it's natural, isn't it?
Because it's so unprofessional.
It's totally unprofessional.
It's like people love us because we're so unprofessional.
Ross can't be bothered to write scripts.
No, Ross does write us topics to talk about, but none of us look at it, ever. You know, you could just not do them and just save, like, hours of your life.
Ross, fuck them off, mate. You know what, we...
Just give us one word, like, holidays.
But what I'm saying is, I think it is natural. You get an honest kind of conversation.
Yeah, no, I'm very excited. I'm very proud of Exhibit A. And I hope people will love it. Because I love it. But I am nervous. I need my gang behind me.
Yeah, all right. Well, listen, so, you know, you can get it wherever you get your podcasts. Exhibit A, coming soon.
And it's out on Mondays.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Right, let's fire into the agony abs, okay? Hi, Abby and Pete. After a stupid row, my wife kicked me out of the boudoir and I've been sleeping on the couch for 4 days. As anyone who's been kicked out of the big bed will know, it's no fun downstairs. Not only does every eek and creak of the house make you paranoid, there's a burglar waiting to pounce. My poor back is in bits. I'm also missing the cozy cuddles before bed. So after I finally built up the courage to sneak up and give her a hug and a kiss, and now she's even more angry than she was before. And she said that she can't believe it's taken me 4 days to speak to her again.
Yeah.
I'm trying to show her respect, but she's gone even more Marty than ever now.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm in a lose-lose situation here. I've gone past the stage of wanting to kiss and make up to also being annoyed at her. Do I stay on the couch until she has a change of heart? What should I do? Loving the podcast, by the way. Clueless and couch sick from Sheffield.
That's cute. He could have avoided 4 nights on the couch if he just said sorry.
You don't know what the situation was.
Well, he's done wrong because she's kicked him off the bed. So he asked if he said sorry.
I've been kicked out of the bed before. I'm not sure it was.
You haven't? We don't. I hate sleeping on my own. Like, even if we're not talking.
Yeah.
I'd prefer Pete to be in bed with me because I don't like sleeping on my own.
Yeah.
Pete punishes me in a different way by putting on the pyjamas, which is just
straight
pathetic.
Up.
Sometimes when you put them on. So when you woke up this morning, you had shorts on. I was like, shit, have I done something? If I done something wrong in my sleep, I would love a mature argument. I can't stand carrying it on for days. You know, I've got friends who don't speak to the husbands and stuff for 2 weeks.
Yeah, like that's just too
much. You know, silent treatment. I want to just talk. You're so moody. Why are you looking at me like that?
What about moody? I'm just listening to you, what you're saying.
You don't like to say sorry first.
Well, I'm not wrong often. I genuinely mean, I believe that. Like, I don't think I'm that wrong often. I think you're in the wrong. I think you'll blow your lid and then you'll come around and apologise. That's what usually happens. Well, you don't apologise, actually. You just get start being nice to again.
Should we kiss and make up then?
No. Pajamas,
yeah, but I always say, you know, I always go fine. I
honestly can say in 20 years, I can count on my fingers on one hand the amount of times you've said sorry.
Yeah, agreed.
You don't say sorry.
I don't. Like, I'm
even,
not often
even
wrong.
Even when you're wrong, you don't say sorry.
I reckon I've been in wrong.
Sorry seems to be the hardest word for you.
You said that I'm not wrong. Like, I genuinely
said
not.
Sorry 5 times in 20 years. That's once every 4 years he's been wrong.
I reckon so.
Fucking hell.
No, I'm not saying he's only been wrong 4 times.
No, I'm agreeing
he's
with you.
He's done a million things.
Yeah. I've been wrong, like, loads of times.
But he's never said sorry. You wouldn't dream of saying sorry. Do you know what I know your sorry is? We've talked about it on the pod before. It's when he'll take the bin out. Or he's not speaking. We're not speaking, but he'll bring me a cup of tea up with a biscuit. That's his sorry. I'm like, shove your cup of tea up your ass.
I don't think you've said sorry. I think you said sorry less than I've said sorry.
I always say sorry. I know for a fact, I admit, Ross, I've said sorry to you before,
haven't I? You have. You apologised.
You said it this morning, didn't you?
That wasn't a sorry, that was a thank you.
But that meant sorry. Right?
No, it didn't. Thank you does not mean sorry. I always apologise when I'm wrong. It might take a day, but I will call someone up and go, look.
Yeah, not to me though, to everyone else.
I do.
Anyway, Coach Sick in Sheffield.
I think he just says sorry.
Mm.
Don't let it, life's too
short. 4 days is too long to go though, isn't it?
I think my new,
and that's why she's pissed off.
My new ethos, life's too short.
Oh, if only that was your ethos.
It is.
God,
I thought it was if it's not a hell yet, it's a no.
That's Margot Robbie's. How many tosses do we have? That's my Margs's.
I think next time, just go and maybe chat to her before. Like 4 days is too long, isn't it?
He can't be annoyed with her now. He just needs to go, hon, this is ridiculous. I miss the feel of your skin on mine.
I think that. I mean, I miss you. This is ridiculous. Who's enjoying this?
Hey, Ab and Pete. I've been with my girlfriend for 3 years now. For the first year or two, she was always well-dressed, makeup on, took care of herself. I always thought, wow, she looks amazing. But now she's always in her pyjamas, no makeup, hardly showers.
Crikey.
Even when we go for a nice meal, she doesn't put much effort in. She says she's going for the more natural look now. I'm not all about looks, but because sometimes she doesn't even take care of her personal hygiene, it's a bit embarrassing to go out with her like that. I found her way more attractive before. I've considered if she's depressed, but she's not, and she still acts exactly how she did before and nothing has happened, but she doesn't take care of her appearance like she used to. How can I tell her she needs to put more effort in without hurting her feelings? Oof. You know, I think that's kind of, that's quite normal in a relationship, apart from the personal hygiene. You say this to me, like I've always got my fleece dressing gown on and no makeup. I could make more effort.
I don't say like go and put some makeup on.
I'm fucking kip of you.
Oh, stay with it. Stay with it. Don't say that, do I? No, I just say, like, for me, I'm like, obviously, you know, like you might do like an underwear shoot or something. I'm like, be nice if I saw that sometimes instead of the fleece dressing gown. That's my only thing. But I wouldn't say.
But I think
you know, you're not walking around thinking of Beau.
No, absolutely not. I am very clean.
I think that's an issue. Like, I don't know. If you kind of gave up on the, and listen, we're not shallow people, but I do think you have to. There is an element of care that you have to have for yourself. Okay, sorry.
Are you comfy now, fiddler?
I just had to adjust my back.
Oh, man. I'm quite looking forward to you getting old.
Not really.
You'll be cute.
Well, you know what? I won't let myself go like this lady.
You used to be shouting.
Like, when I say let myself go, I think, you know, things happen when you get older. But I don't...
I think in a relationship, when you're comfortable and you start to relax, you aren't, like, you know, putting a full face of makeup on and...
You don't have to have makeup on. Like, you don't need makeup.
I bloody do.
You don't know. It's like to me, around the house and that, do you? Like, if you... Going out, you'd feel more comfortable with it. But, you know, that doesn't bother me in the slightest. But I do think, like, personal hygiene and, you know, certain, like, looking after yourself and all that. Like,
I think you feel better yourself within yourself if you make a bit of an effort.
Mm.
But how does he go about saying that?
I think he's just got to be honest and say, look.
You're hum.
Yeah, just say, you know, the no makeup, the more natural look, I get it, but you need to take care of yourself a little bit more. If you stunk of BO...
You'd tell me straight away, wouldn't you?
Mm.
I don't know. I just think...
What would you say to me?
I'll say a bit spicy today. No. Well, why don't you just make it a fun game night? Like, should we all get in the shower together? Get on those pits. Good luck with it, mate. Let me know how you get on. All right. Hey, Pete, Ab and Ross. Firstly, my wife and I are huge fans of the pod. We love you guys. So well done for putting a smile on so many faces each week. So our agony, Ab, we currently live in Pete's childhood town, Singapore. As expats, it's pretty social scene, so we're lucky to have a good group of mates who we end up drinking and partying with every weekend. One of our closest friends, let's call him Tom, got into a new relationship last year and things moved quickly.
Oof.
Within 5 months, they were living together, and by month 7, they'd got a puppy. This dog's a nightmare. Whenever someone's hosting drinks or dinner, they insist on bringing the dog with them. Every time it causes havoc. It shits all over our bedroom floor and window. It chewed up another friend's Dior sunglasses. And at their housewarming, pissed on another friend's brand new white rug. We know Abby feels the pain here.
I am currently looking at my puppy piss on my rug.
Oh, God.
Puppy piss.
Every single time it does something gross, but Tom and his girlfriend do nothing about it. They often don't even bother helping to clear it up when they see the dog has pissed on the floor inside. I've had a word with him about it. Even told him to grow up. But they've done nothing to train him, and they still continue to bring this dog to gatherings. We love Tom, but how do we stop that little rat bag pissing, shitting, and chewing up our friendship, our apartments, and our good times? Love always, Simon and Vic from Singapore. P.S., another funny story. Simon went to Pete's primary school, North Ealing. In year 6, under the guidance of Mr. Waring, Simon broke Pete's top goal scoring record, a statement he often uses as his fun fact in those silly get to know you games. The funny part of the story was when Simon saw Pete in his local Pitsanger pub. He approached Pete and told him this fact. Pete's response was to say, "That's great, but how many goals did you score for England?"
No way. Did you say that?
You bastard. Needless to say, I felt pretty small. I quickly retreated back to my pint on the other side of the pub. Touché, Peter. Touché. I don't believe I said that.
You did.
I must have 100%.
It's like when you said that they're my nachos or whatever you said.
I didn't say that at all. I definitely didn't say that. Right, then. Depends how many pints I was in. Sorry about that. And it was a great record to me. Congratulations on that record.
There's not a worse than that.
The dog?
Dogs or children.
Mm.
Yeah.
Bringing a dog, like, unless...
Unless it's like a handbag once, everything. Bringing like a dog to someone's house where it's ruining it.
But I went to a pub garden on Saturday with all the kids and friends of ours who brought their dog. But she's impeccably behaved, Indy. And she just sat there, like, the whole time. She actually loves going to the pub, like her owner said, like, our friends. And she, like, pulls... She said she can't walk past the pub at the bottom of the road to, like, take it to the park. The dog just wants to go in the pub.
Yeah.
And it's so good. But I think you have to read the room in situations like that if you know your dog's a pain in the ass. Because I was going to bring my dogs, but I thought, I'm on my own. 4 kids, 2 dogs. Jeffrey, yes, he'd sit there. But not Ralph.
No.
Jeffrey would be lying there and Ralph's like humping his head, like running around, jumping on things. Like, he's quite naughty, isn't he?
Yep.
Gorgeous, but naughty.
Like I said, he would be. But you know what? I think it's absolutely ridiculous to bring it around to some people's houses. You know, he's got to be told, just like, come round. But if you bring the dog, that you're not welcome.
It does. You know, put a bit of stress on the night because people don't like to leave the dogs past like a couple of hours on their own, do they?
That's it. They have to come around for a couple of hours then.
Oh, as if.
Yeah, you're not bringing dogs around. It's absolutely ridiculous.
I think it's where some people bring naughty kids.
Just say it allergic.
And the kids are like, you know, causing murder and trashing the place and they don't say anything.
I know. When you're like looking at them like that.
I'm like, I wouldn't even let my own kids draw all over my sofa and tip every box of toys over.
Yeah.
Like, why are you letting yours do it? I'm a nightmare for that, aren't I?
Mm.
That's why we have no guests. No joking. Yeah, he's got to be honest. Just say you're not bringing that.
Got to be honest. No way. No,
like my brother's dog. He's got a Great Dane puppy.
Mm.
You know, it's not her fault, but she thinks she's the same size as a normal dog. So, you know, if Ralph was doing the things that she does, it wouldn't be an issue. But because she's triple the size of a normal dog, she's like smashing up all my tulips. She runs on the couch, scratching all my doors.
Just badly trained.
You just walked in the exact moment where talk about your dog.
His ears were burning.
Yeah.
So I've actually banned her.
Yeah.
I've actually banned her from the house because...
Yeah.
It's the right decision. And that's what you've got to do. It's banished from the house.
Banished.
Absolute banishment. All right, enjoyed that today. Good luck with the podcast. I know it's going to be absolutely amazing. Really looking forward to
it. But it is fun. It's still fun. You made it out to be a little bit boring, I thought.
I didn't make it out to be boring. I just said it's a little bit more kind of digging down into specific subjects. But of course you're in it. You're going to make it lighthearted and fun, engaging. But if you feel fulfilled, as Abby isn't, you know, if you still feel fulfilled.
What do you mean?
Well, you're going over and doing your own podcast now, as if I'm not enough.
You are enough.
Yeah.
You are enough.
Okay.
But I just want to learn something. I want to be motivated and inspired, and I want to learn and enrich my life. And
I wasn't giving you that.
No, you are.
All right, but listen, if you can't get enough of us, we've got a new episode out Thursday, isn't it? Ask us anything. Check that out.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.